The almost right defense. Retrospectively, with the benefit of a revision of values and an informational framework, it's easy to feel that it was a close call. Tetlock writes, "Observers of the former Soviet Union, who in 1988 thought the Communist Party couldn't be driven from power by 1993 or 1998, were especially likely to believe that Kremlin hardliners almost overthrew Gorbachev in the 1991 coup attempt. And they would have, if the conspirators had been more resolute and less inebriated, or if key military officers had obeyed orders to kill civilians challenging martial law, or if Yeltsin had not acted so bravely." I'll go now into more general defects uncovered by this example. These experts were lopsided. On the occasions when they were right, they attributed it to their own depth of understanding and expertise. When wrong, it was either the situation that was to blame, since it was unusual, or worse, they didn't recognize that they were wrong and spun stories around it. They found it difficult to accept that their grasp was a little short. But this attribute is universal to all our activities. There is something in us designed to protect our self-esteem. We humans are the victims of an asymmetry in the perception of random events. We attribute our successes to our skills and our failures to external events outside our control, namely to randomness. We feel responsible for the good stuff, but not for the bad. This causes us to think that we're better than others at whatever we do for a living. 94% of Swedes believe that their driving skills put them in the top 50% of Swedish drivers. 84% of Frenchmen feel that their love-making abilities put them in the top half of French lovers. The other effect of this asymmetry is that we feel a little unique, unlike others, for whom we don't perceive such an asymmetry. I have mentioned the unrealistic expectations about the future on the part of people in the process of tying the knot. Also consider the number of families who tunnel on their future, locking themselves into hard-to-flip real estate, thinking they're going to live there permanently, not realizing that the general track record for sedentary living is dire. Don't they see those well-dressed real estate agents driving around in fancy two-door German cars? We're very nomadic, far more than we plan to be, and forcibly so. Consider how many people who have abruptly lost their job, deemed it likely to occur, even a few days before. Or consider how many drug addicts entered the game, willing to stay in it so long. There is another lesson from Tetlock's experiment. He found what I mentioned earlier, that many university stars, or contributors to top journals, are no better than the average New York Times reader or journalist in detecting changes in the world around them. These sometimes over-specialized experts failed tests in their own specialties.